Virgo, fantastic to see you here as part of the crew, but we want to talk a little bit about country women's rugby, and you're part of the magnificence down there at Campbelltown. Certainly after the magnificence of the final there, where Illawarra finally broke the nexus of Hutter after 17 years. Big, big party and a big celebration for the game. How'd you enjoy the country championships, and as somebody moving forward for the women's game at that 15-a-side level, it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it was great. A great day of footy. 15s, that's my passion. It was great to see the girls out there playing. A lot of new faces and a lot of talent coming up and through. The sky's the limit. There's so much potential.
Yeah. It's a great challenge now for the Cruellers. Now we've got the Bill Corp Super W competition with the New South Wales side. We've had Inga go through, of course, from Cowra. Also, of course, Katrina there from Waratah and Newcastle. But where do the Cruellers fit into all of this? Because we want to see more of our girls move through into that 15-a-side space from country.
Oh, there is so much opportunity for the girls these days with the 15s and going into the Super W competition. So we are going to be naming a merit squad. And, they will be then given an opportunity to go in and play some games later this year. And then the state coaches to look at those players and give them an opportunity to potentially be part of the Waratah Super W side.
Yeah, and I think it's exciting also that finally the main game's the curtain raiser for two test matches as the Wallaroos play against the Black Ferns at 5 o'clock, both in Sydney and also Auckland. But it's great to see that it's part of the doubleheader there and more emphasis on it. And while I think we'll see an improved performance by the Wallaroos, we're not going to be expecting, big, big wins because the Black Ferns have had such a big run in there in New Zealand for many years of having their own provincial competition. But
yeah, definitely, for sure. It allows the girls to be out there playing full test match games, so 80 minutes, which is really, really important for our girls. To be doing that and to be playing week in, week out with a tough competition backing up is really important, and it gets us into that style to prepare ourselves for August when we do play the All Black in those test matches.
Yeah, well, it's good to see that you're going to get the TV coverage as well on Fox. Hopefully free to air, we'll want to put something on, we want to watch. But also when we see at the end of the year with Vodafone and Bill Corp making so many millions of dollars out of the Wallaroos, we wouldn't mind seeing an end of season trip like the boys do.
Yes, no, that would be great. I think one step at a time. Yeah, we are developing the game. There are more opportunities for the women to be out playing both 7s, 10s and 15s, which is really exciting. And there's definitely more opportunities for those girls to get out there and be training, even whilst when we are spread all over the country. But they're able to come into their state bases and do lots of strength and conditioning, building up to when we do come into camp in August. So it is really exciting. Lots of opportunities for the girls to take that and run with it, and we can only see the game grow. So which is really, really exciting.
Well, the big thing, of course, is the European teams get 6 test matches every year with the 6 nations that marry up with the under-20s and also the seniors as well. So, of course, have you seen, as part of being part of the country board, the women's game? Of course, Central North have now got 4 or 5 teams that are playing sevens, which is great. Newcastle's got back to having a 15-a-side competition with 4 or 5 clubs. Central West has got a trophy named after you. Of course, West Fund making millions of dollars with no big surprise out of your competition. So it's one of those things that we'll hopefully see more of when it goes from sevens. We can get those players to go up to the 15. There's got to be room for, the bigger girl that's in the tight five as well. And that's a great challenge for the game with the obsession of the Olympic gold and the Pearls being so, prominent, not only as an Olympic gold-winning team, but also the fact that they're very, very popular when they're on television with the HSBC series around the world.
Oh, it is, like I said, the sky's the limit with rugby. Rugby is the game where any shape, body size can play, which is the beauty of it. And that's why I love it, is that every girl, it's for everybody. Anybody can play. If it is a form of sevens, tens or 15s, and there is a pathway there growing for all the girls. Within New South Wales country, a lot of zones have actually changed the way that they are running their competition, and at minimum there are sevens competitions, and also with the 15s and under 17s comps starting up in quite a few areas too, which is really exciting. So I do think in the next couple of years there will be a lot of growth within women's rugby within New South Wales country, and we will developing a lot of young talented players coming through, which is really, really exciting. It's good to see the next generation out there and having fun and out there playing the sport that we love.
A big part of it, of course, Virgo, on the board of New South Wales Country Rugby, manager of the Vodafone Wallaroos as well. And I want to thank you for your time and wish you all the best.
Excellent, thank you very much.